What's going to be in the weekday? Erev Pesach came out in the middle of the weekday. And somebody told somebody, shecht my Korban Pesach for me. And the guy went and shechted it. And the Maisa, the Bailam, the owner, before he shechted it, sold his share, like it was Mafkir's share, he doesn't own it anymore. So this Korban Pesach has no owners to it. There's no Bailam to it right now. So what are you supposed to do now with the meat? L'chura, the meat is a post the Korban Pesach. We'd learned, b'choyel ki agavni yisarif miyad. Allah says, you're supposed to burn it right away. B'choyel means in the weekday, you're allowed to burn it. So since it's called Kotshim, that's a postle, it's a postle Korban Pesach now. The Bailam sold the share, nobody owns this Korban. It's a postle Korban Pesach. So Lochriz Yisarif Miyad, you have to burn it. So what's Shver now? So Kashri is, Iyar mit Pishlamit, going to tell me now, Boi Yakira, that every Korban Pesach, even though it can't be used for Korban Pesach like here, the owner sold his share, he doesn't own it anymore. So nobody owns this Korban right now. So it's not going to be Oymit right now to be used for Korban Pesach. So the locker always is, a Korban Pesach that's not going to be used for Pesach, then it's a Tishlamin. Lechura, any Pesach that's a Moisa left over, that you're not going to use for Korban Pesach, Lechura becomes a Korban Shlamin. So the Shaila now is, you need an Akir or not? Do we have to make this Korban into a Shlamin? Do we need an Akira? You have to shecht l'shem a Korban Shlamin? Or else, no, it does need an Akira. That's the kash. Iyam, if you a boy Akira, tell me really, a Korban Pesach needs an Akira. Of a Zoyhai Pesachu, this Korban right now is still a Korban Pesach. Even though the Bailam sold the share, he doesn't own it anymore, it's not going to be used. But I call upon him, since Metchili you made it for Korban Pesach, it doesn't go off the Kedusha's Korban Pesach until you make an Akira, you say before which you're shechting it, l'shem Shlamin. So since here you didn't say it's a Shlamin, the Shoichah did l'shem Pesach, v'chivad leflei Bailam, since there's no owner to this Korban, hevelei psula begufay. It's very good, this is called a Korban, that's a psul in the guf of the Korban, and therefore, amtu l'hochi, therefore, you serve me out, you're allowed to burn it right away. But Eli, Yamit, you can tell me now, like Rav Huna says, loy boy yakiro, that any time you have a Korban, that right now he said by Korban Oshim, but the same thing by Korban Pesach. Anytime you have an animal that's not roy, you can't use anymore for its first din. It's not roy for Pesach, it's not roy for an Oshim. You're telling me now, automatically it becomes a new Korban that it's going to be used for. So the Oshim is going to be used for an Oyla, it's called the Korban Oyla. Here, this Korban Pesach is called the Shlamim. So you're telling me right now you don't need an Akira, of Azoi, Mareisha, Havilu, Shlamim, Psul, of Azoi, what is it right now? It's a Korban Shlamim. So all you did was an Erev Pesach, you shecht to the Korban Shlamim. So what's possible about shechting the Korban Shlamim? Psulai Mishumai, why should this Korban be possible altogether? Shlamim doesn't have to have an owner. Even if the owner dies, still you can bring a Korban Shlamim. It's only Allah, a Korban Pesach has to have an owner to it. It has to be geshechted so the owner will eat the meat. So now we're saying what? The owner sold the meat. He doesn't own it anymore. So good, it's possible for Korban Pesach. But you're telling me right now, since it's not used for Korban Pesach, automatically it's a Korban Shlamim. So when the Korban, when the Kohen shechted it now in Erev Pesach, why is it possible? The Chura Shlamim should be kosher. Mishum, you have to say it's possible. Mishum Dover Acher. It's a different psul. Nothing wrong with the goof of the Korban itself, but there's another psul. You know what's wrong with it? The Koshochad Le'achat Tomet Shobein Abayim. But the halacha is, when do we bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? After the Tomet Shobein Abayim. So there's an Isser Aseh, you're not allowed to bring any Korban after the Tomet Shobein Abayim. The only Korban you're allowed to bring is only a Korban Pesach. So this Korban Pesach now became possible for Pesach, it's a Shlomim. So now when you shechted it now, why is it possible? Because you brought a Shlomim after the Komet Shobein Abayim, therefore this Korban is possible. But that's not a Psul in the Korban itself, that's called a Psul Machmas Dovracher. The kasher is then, Ibut Tzura Boi. You shouldn't be allowed to burn it right away. You should have to wait to Ibut Tzura, till the Tzura, the shape of the meat, turns over, which Rashi says means a psulina. You have to wait till overnight the next morning, till the meat gets a psul nicer on it, and then you're allowed to burn it. The Tanya, we learned like this in the Brisa, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal. Kol Shev Psula B'Gufai, anytime something's wrong with the Korban, that is a psul in the guf of the Korban itself, it became psul because of the Korban itself is no good, then you serve Miyan. Then you will, and when the Korban is pulsed, you're allowed to burn it right away. What about Badamu Babailim? If the animal itself really was kosher, just you lost the blood, or else the Bailim died, then the locher is two Betzurosai. V'yosla Besa Sreifa. You're not allowed to burn the meat right away, it's a bizoyan to the Kochim, because there's nothing wrong with the Gufa Kochim. So you have to wait to leave the meat overnight, till it becomes a psul moiser in the meat itself, then it becomes a psul begufay, then you're allowed to burn it. So the question is Braisa, how does the Braisa say, if you shechted this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, you have to burn it right away, why can you burn it right away? Luhura, the Pesach now became into a Shlomim. For a Shlomim, it's a kosher Korban out itself. Now the only thing that's wrong, Epsul Machmas Dovracher, you're shechting it right now after the Tomash Rabbein Abayim. That's like Epsul Machmas Dovracher. The din is you should not be allowed to burn it right away. So if it says you're allowed to burn it right away, what do you see? You see that a Pesach needs an Akira. Even though this current Pesach is not going to be used anymore, but Kozman, you know, Shechtet L'Shem Shlomim, it's still called the current Pesach. Then it's good. If it's still a current Pesach, and you're shechting it now without any omids, that's called the Psul Begufoy. So more stuff like, so the Kasha and Rav Huna then. Why does Rav Huna say by an Oshim does need an Akira? We see even though an animal korban is aimed for something else, it doesn't get that new din until you make an Akira. You have to say the Farish. I'm shechting it now, L'Shem Korban Shlomim. Or by the Oshim, you have to say, I'm shechting now, L'Shem Korban Oila. Elling more stuff like this. Don't say in Rafun is din that if you shecht the stam is kosla shemoyla, ela aim is say taka true. Shachatu l'shumoyla. If you have your korban oshim and the bialim dies, you taka need an akira. It's only kosher if a shas the shechita now you say the ferish. I'm doing it l'shemoyla. Then it's kosher. Alma, what do we see now, according to Rafun? Boy, akira. Like it's true, even though this Oshim is aimed to be a korban oila, it wouldn't be kosher unless you make an akira. You uproot the shame Oshim, and you say, now I'm shechting now the shame of korban oila. That's when it becomes kosher. For the Gemara though, Abu Rav Chiya Bagamdo, the Yom we learned before, Nizuka Pia Chabur, he like threw it out in front of the Chabur, in front of all his friends. The Yarmon, he said there, could go and show you buy them to Maya Mason. He says the only time a Korban Pesach needs an Akira is only when the Bailam was Tomei by the Pesach Rishon. When he does the Pesach Sheni, therefore the Bailam, the owners, are going to need their Pesach for Pesach Sheni. The Bailam didn't bring his Korban Pesach the first day. So there it says they're still called the Korban Pesach. You know why he says? Because the Bailam was Tomei the first day. So he's still going to need his Korban right now for Pesach Sheni. That's why it's still considered a Korban Pesach. Hayhu the boy Akira. Only in such a case you have to be oikah the shame Pesach. Ho ba'alma, but Rav Gamda holds, Rav Chiya Bagamda holds ba'alma all over loy boy Akira. Once it passed by Pesach and you're not going to use your korban anymore, you do not need an Akira anymore. By itself, it's no more Pesach as a korban shlamim. Avzoi ma'ik l'meim. According to him, what could you say? You see, he holds you only an Akira. Elam Rav Huna Brady Yeshua. Hocher ma'askin gan shefrisho kodem chasoyis. I'll give you new terrors here. Avadil lot for Rav Huna said first. You do not need an Akira. Why does our Mishnah say this carbon Pesach you can burn right away? We're talking about your mafrish carbon before Chatzos. Omeso bailam after Chatzos. You know when the owners first died? After Chatzos. Devil and Nero. Right after Chatzos, the owner was still alive. So the carbon was roy to be a carbon Pesach. Venitcha, and then the owner died, now you can't use it anymore. And the klal is, v'chola nira venitcha. Anytime the carbon was once roy, and then it was nitcha thrown away, shuvein achayze venira. You can never use it anymore. That's why the case is, that the carbon, that's why it's psula, you could burn it right away. Because it was chayze venira, it was nira venitcha, you can never use it. Freddy Gemara, me do I time el rav, we only want to answer rav here. Rav Shittu is Balachai Menei Dochim. Rav Shittu is no, calls the man an animal's alive, it's never Nitcha. You could always use it. It only becomes Nitcha, you can't use it if it's died. But calls the man the animal's alive, it's never Nitcha. Elom Rav Papa, Mani Rav Lezer. That's how Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. To Yomar, V'chein ha-sheichet ha-chein l'shein Pesach posel. Even if you shecht something else, l'shein korban Pesach also it's posel. Devil Eipsula Begufay. It's according to Rav Lezer, even though this korban Pesach does not need an Akira. So really it's called the korban Shlomim. So the cash question was, if you shechten the shlom the shame Pesach, why is it called the psul begufay? Yes, it goes according to Rabbi Lezer, the holes. If you shecht any other korban, the shame of Pesach on Erev Pesach, it gets a psul, that's called psul begufay, the korban is posel by itself. So the Gemara here, Rabbi Lezer, ha'chatas nami mechayiv. According to Rabbi Lezer, even a korban chatas should be chayiv then. Because Rabbi Lezer shittur is, the less late, the Rabbi Lezer toy b'dva mitzvah. Rav Lezer doesn't know from the Surah Toyev B'dva Mitzvah. And yet this Bryce is going that on Shabbos Yepotah from Achatis. It's only B'chol be this din. According to Rav Lezer, Yepotah from Achatis. And the Gemara, Tigmur Rav Yosef, Rei the Rav, Solah, Chesidom, Kand Rav Papa, Mani Yosef ben Chunyehi. Atayin Echnam, it's not Rav Lezer, it's Rav Yosef ben Chunyeh. They're all the same Shittis. The Tanan, Yosef ben Chunyeh Oimer, Ha Nishchotel L'Shem Pesach, any korban you shech on Erev Pesach, L'Shem a korban Pesach, or L'Shem Chatis, L'Shem L'Shem Chatis, is Psulim. This lav dafka is lav dafka on Erev Pesach. Anytime you shech the korban l'shem Pesach l'shem chatis, it's psulim. Alma psulim begufahu. Or mishemocha yisuf miyad, that's where you can burn it right away. Why you put it from the chatis on Shabbos? Or pturik or sub like Yeshua. He holds like Yeshua. Good, this one, Terence.
Alright, we'll chazer this over on the next tape.
Yeah, well, Chazu again, this is last Gemara again, and that Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Again, the Shaila was that that Rav Huna said over in the name of Rav that an Oshum, if it's not kosher for an Oshum anymore, where the Bailam died, so now you're going to use it for Korban Oila, he holds Loi Boy Yakira. That means even though you don't shecht the shame of Korban Oila, you shecht it Stam, still it's kosher for Korban Oila, as he holds you do not need an Akira. And the same did should apply to a Korban Pesach, in the case where the Bailam died, or they're not going to use it anymore, so it's not going to be a Korban Pesach, it's only for Korban Shlomim. So the locha should be, it should be kosher for Shlomim without making an Akira. So Mori has to steer that there's a brayser that says on top that Batonya Le B'chor Ki Agavni Yisarf Miyad, if you shecht the Korban Pesach where the Bailam died already. So the locha is, you have to burn, you could burn it right away. So the question was why? The Chur, if you hold, you don't need an Akira, so then since the Bailam died, right now it's going to be a Korban Shlomim. So a Shlomim, if you shecht it even without the Bailam, it should be kosher. So why do you have to burn it right away? Why could you burn it right away? The Chur, the only thing wrong with this Korban is that it's a Shlomim that you made the Shechita after the Tomet Shobein Habayim, which is only an Isser Asei, which the Loch is, that's called the Psul Machmas Dover Acher, so you should not be allowed to burn it right away, but rather you should have to wait till the next morning. Like we learned, the Klal was that Kol She Psula Begufa Yisarf Miyad. Anytime you have a Korban, that there's a Psul in the Guf of the Korban, something's wrong with it, then you're allowed to burn the meat right away. Mashenken, if it's a Psul Machmas Dover Acher, something else is wrong, you have to wait till the next night, till the next morning, till it has a psul nicer, it's left overnight. That's like a psul beguf. So the question is, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, that you don't need an akira, why does this Tana say you're allowed to burn it right away? So first the Gemara wants to answer the Enechanami, that Rav holds you do need an akira, change around the Lashon. Ela leteima, the Gemara says, stam kosher. Ela eima, shochatu lishum oila, kosher. Alma boy akira. So maybe Rav Takol, you do have to have an akira. But if you shecht it stam, it'll be posel. Salom Mishnah also, since he shechted his korban Pesach stam, it still remains a Pesach. And since it doesn't have Bailam, the Bailam died. Therefore, it's considered a psul begufay. Therefore, it's good while you can burn it right away. So Murray asked the question then, Ul Reb Chia Bagam de Diyoma, Nizakon Pi Chamura, Vi Amri, Kagoyin Shoy Bailam Tamei Amesim, Nidokon Pesach Sheni, Hai Huda Boy Yakira. His shita was that only if the Bailam is a Tomei, by Pesach Rishon, so he's still going to use his korban for Pesach Sheni, then we say it's still considered a Pesach, it's still considered a Pesach, and it only becomes Ois Pesach, you make an Akira. But his shita is that you do not need an Akira. It's Reb Chiya Bagam that holds a korban Pesach after Chag HaPesach, that you're not going to use it for korban Pesach anymore, it automatically changes over to a korban Shlomim, and you don't have to make an Akira. So then, Ma'ikal Meimer, according to him, it's Shre, the top writer that says that when you shechted the Korban Pesach and the Bailam died already, that you're allowed to burn it right away. The question is why? The Chur is only Yishlomim, and it's not called the Psul Begufay. It's only for the fact that it was brought after the Tomet Shobein Habayim, so it's only an Isser Asei. It's called the Psul Machmas Dover Acher. So if it's a Kasha, according to Reb Chiya Bagam, if you do not need an Akira, why do we say this Korban Pesach could be burnt right away? So the Mori answers, Elo Amar Rav Huna, Rei de Rav Yeshua, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about here, Kegoyin Shef Rishu Kaidim Chatzois, the owner of this Korban Pesach, made it a Korban Pesach before Chatzois, on Erev Pesach. Umeisu Bailam Acha Chatzois, and the owner first died after Chatzois. So what? Tehevi Le Nirav Nidcha, there was a time that you were able to bring this Korban Pesach. It's right after Chatzois, the owner was still alive, so it could have been a kosher Korban Pesach. So the klal is, maybe Rav holds, b'chol ha-nirav v'nidcha. Anytime once the korban was once, had a time where it could have been brought. And then v'nidcha, now we're saying the Bailam died, now it can't be brought anymore for Korban Pesach. I tell you, maybe Rav holds, shuv ein ha-chayzev v'nirav. It can never be used for any type of a korban. So here also, even though usually Korban Pesach, that's not usable, becomes a Korban Shlomim, but that's only where it was never usable for a Korban Pesach. But here, since right after Chatzos, it could have been used for a Korban Pesach, just later, the owner died a little bit later, so maybe you can never use this. That's why it's considered a Psul Begufay over here. Furthermore, there's not a good teretz. Me, do you time El Rav? Our whole kashrut is one answer of Hunam Rav. They said over the name of Rav that you did not need an Akira. Ha'amar Rav, Balechayim, Eimim Midochim. Rav holds no, an animal, calls the man it's alive. even though there was a time that it was roi for Korban Pesach, like here, and then the owner died, so now this animal cannot be used for Korban Pesach, but since the animal is alive, it never gets a din nidochim. It's never the pshat, you can't use it. If now it's roi for shlamin, it could be used for shlamin. His Rav does not hold from this klal, it was once roi, and then it got pushed away, you can't use it anymore. He holds no. Kozuman, the animal was alive, it could always be used. So we have Akasha back again. What does the top Tana say? That this Korban Pesach that was made a shchita after the Bailam died, you're allowed to burn it right away. Why is it called the Psul Begufay? Luchur, it became already Korban Shlomim. So Al Shlomim is kosher. Now the only reason why it's possible this Korban is because you shechted it after the Tomit Shabbein Habayim, which is only an Isra Asay, it's not a Psul Begufay. So back to the Kasha, why is it then you could burn it right away? Should have to wait till the next morning first to burn it. So the Mori answers, Elo Amara Papa. I'll tell you, we're going now, Homani Rabbi Lezi. I'll tell you that the top Tana that says you'll have to burn it right away goes according to Rabbi Lezi. The Omar that says, V'chein ha-sheichet ha-cherim l'shem Pesach. True. This Korban Pesach, since the owner died, became a Korban Shlomim. We're saying now, Rav holds, you do not need an Akira. So even if it's a Korban Shlomim, Rabbi Lezi holds that any Korban, if you shechted l'shem a Korban Pesach, posel, it's called a Psul Aguf. So that's Pshan, this top Tana. Yitaka don't need an Akira. Yitaka became a Korban Shlomim. But even a Korban Shlomim, if you shech the L'shem, a Korban Pesach, that's a Psul HaGuf in the Korban Shlomim. That's what the din is, you're allowed to burn it right away. For the Gemara, V. Rabbi Lezer, you want to say this top Tana, it goes according to Rabbi Lezer? If you did it on Shabbos, L'chuyi should be Chayiv Echatis. To less than Rabbi Lezer, Toyiv, Divine Mitzvah Potter. Because Rebbe Lezer now mission does not hold from Rebbe Yeshua's Svar to say that even though you think you're doing a Korban Pesach now, wherever Pesach came out on Shabbos, he holds still Yechayiv Achatis. So you can't say this top writer goes according to Rebbe Lezer, because the top writer said that on Shabbos Yechayiv Yepoter. Yepoter from Achatis. Only Bechoyom, you're allowed to burn it right away. But on Shabbos Yepoter from Achatis. According to Rebbe Lezer, you should be Chayiv Achatis. He does not want the Ptur of Toyib Dva Mitzvah. Elos and Gemara answered the same type of a teretz, but I'll tell you, Tir Gemara Rav Yosef Rei de Rav Solo Chasida, Kaimed Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Solo Chasida, said over the terrace in the name of Rav, in front of Rav Papa, Ha'mani, who does the top Tana go like? Yosef ben Chunoihi. I'll tell you, it goes according to Yosef ben Chunoihi. The Tanan we learned, Yosef ben Chunoihi Yoimer. What's his shita? Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach. Any korban that you shecht, l'shem a korban Pesach, or else l'shem chatis, any other korban, the shlomim, that you shecht, you have in mind to make it into a chatis, is a loch of psulim. That's what Yosef ben Chunoihi holds. Alma, what do you see? Psulim agufahi. He holds, it's called the psulim agufahi. So this top tanner also, true he holds, you do not need an akira. A korban Pesach, after the yonah dies, it becomes a shlomim. So why does he say, if you shecht on erev Pesach, l'shem a korban Pesach, that you'll have to burn it right away? Because his shita is like Yosef ben Chunoihi. That this Korban Shlomim, if you shecht it l'shem a Korban Pesach, it is a psul begufay, and therefore you're allowed to burn it right away. O mishum hochri yisarf miyad, therefore you're allowed to burn it right away. O vipturei, what about the lochis pturim, sovulak Reb Yeshua. Now he holds like Reb Yeshua taka, that the beginning of the Braisa says, that if you shecht it on Shabbos, you're potter from achatis. Why you're potter from achatis? Because since you're doing it l'shem a Korban Pesach, like you're making a mistake, you think this is the Korban Pesach, that's called the Toyib Dva Mitzvah, and Rabbi Yeshua Shita is Yepot from Echatis. So the kid said, the top Tana is a Tana holds like Yosef ben Chunoihi, that he holds that it's called the Psul Begufa here, since you shech the Shlomim l'shem a Korban Pesach, that's why in the middle of the weekday you're allowed to burn it right away. But the either geese, if you do it on Shabbos, he holds Yepot from Echatis, because he holds like Rabbi Yeshua Shita. This is one Teretz, and this is going to be the Ika Teretz. Rav Ashi won't say another Teretz. Rav Ashi Omar Rav. The old kasha is Rav, that Rav said you do not need an Akira. Rav the Yomek Rav Yishmoel Benoi, Shar Rav Yechonim Ben Bruka. I tell you, Rav says, argues tank on this top Tana, and holds not like this top Tana. And he holds rather like Rav Yechonim Ben Bruka. The Tanya Rav Yishmoel Benoi, Shar Rav Yechonim Ben Bruka Oimer. Im Yeshoyis Biyoim, if a person has time enough, later to know, Im Moshchu Bailam Meshadeim, if the Bailam took away the hands, in other words, sold the Korban Pesach, or else the Bailam died, or else if the Sheikhit should have known that the Bailam did become Tomei, is a Lachachayiv. If he then he shechted on Shabbos, he's chayiv achatis. It's called a shogeg. You can't say you're a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, since you should have known if the bottle became tom, you're not. But he says clearly, if you shecht it on the weekday, you're not allowed to burn the animal right away, but you have to wait till overnight, till the next day, till it's tuba tzarosai, the tzura, the look of the meat changes. And then you could burn it. So tomorrow my time, why does he hold you have to wait till overnight to burn it? As it has to be tuba tzarosai. As you can't say it's talking about on Shabbos, because Shabbos pshita. Everybody holds you have to leave it overnight. You can't burn kachem on Shabbos. So Chur is saying, even in the weekday, if you do this in the weekday, still you have to wait till overnight. The question is why? Lav mishrum, doesn't he hold, delay boy yakira. He holds you do not have to have an akira. Therefore, since you do not have to have an akira, it's considered a shlomim, and the law of a shlomim is that it's kosher, shalai lishmai. So why the chal of the apostle? Only because this korban shlomim was brought, it was brought after Tomei Rabbeinu Abayim. Again, we're talking about on Erev Pesach, the Bailam died. And now the Shechit shechted this Korban Pesach. So Lamaist, if the Bailam died now, it automatically becomes into a Korban Shlomim. You did not need an Akira. And the reason why it's possible is because it's a Shlomim that's brought after the Tomei Rabbeinu Abayim that you're not allowed to. The only Korban that could be brought after the Tomei Rabbeinu Abayim is only a Korban Pesach. So that's why here it needs two Batsarosai. So you see, he argues on this Taptana. The Taptana says, you're allowed to burn it right away. And he holds, no, you can wait, Ubat Sarosi, you have to wait till Ubat Sarosi. He holds, it's not called a Psul Begufay. So the Kitzur was saying that this Rabbi Yishmael Benoi, Rabbi Yechon Ben Bruka, holds that you do not need an Akira, and therefore this Pesach, this Korban Pesach, that's not Roy for Korban Pesach anymore, since the owner died, automatically becomes into a Shlomim, and therefore the law is, you have to wait till the next day to burn it, it's not called a Psul Begufay. So Rav holds like Rav Yishmael ben Bruka, rather than his top tana that holds, you do need an Akira, and therefore it's called the Psul Begufay. So the Mara Dilma, no, I tell you that's not Pshan Rav Yishmael here. Dilma Mishum, the Sovalo, Kitona Deve, Rabba Baravua. Maybe Rav Yishmael holds like Rabba Baravua. The Yomer, he holds, Afilu Pigul, Nami Boy Ibetsura. Even in a korban that's mamish considered a Psul Begufay, like real Pigul, still you're not allowed to burn it right away. You have to wait till the next day. And why? The Yalef oven oven Menoiser. He learns it out from Noiser. So what are we answering now? That maybe Rabbi Shmuel also holds you do need an Akira. Not like Rav. So the question is, if you need an Akira, it's called the Korban Pesach. And you're shechting it when the Bailam is mace. So it's a postle Korban. Why do you have to wait till the next morning? Why can't you burn it right away? I tell you, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rav Avaravua. That every kachim, even where it's a psul begufa, even if it's pigol, still the halacha is, you always need ibatura. Now bring your raya, the Gemara says now. Diloy temihochi, if you're not going to say like this, the Brice also said before, nitmu bailim, if the bailim became tomei, still the halacha is, you can't burn it right away, but you have to wait till the next day. Is my iklamema, what can you say here? Here for sure you need an akira. What happened here? The bailim was tomei the first Pesach, Erev Pesach. So what's the law? He's going to use it for Pesach Sheni. Like we had before, Havadei Bo Yakira. The Yomri Abchia Bagamdo, Nizuk of Epi Chabur, it was thrown in front of his Chaberim, Kagoyin, Shehoyu Bailam, Tumeya Meis. That if the owner was a Tomei Meis, by Pesach Rishon, the Nidchel of Pesach Sheni, he was pushed off, he has to use his Korban now for Pesach Sheni, it's still called a Pesach. So Ibazoi, where the Bailam is Tomei, for sure it still retains its Shein Pesach on the Korban. So for sure, it only gets a shame shlom if you make an akira. And still it says here, if you shechted this Pesach now, l'shem a korban Pesach, when the owner was tamei, so l'chura, this is mamish a korban Pesach, that's a psul begufay, you're shechting it when the bailam is tamei, so really you should be allowed to burn it right away. Still this Brisa says, Rabbi Shmuel says no, you have to wait till the next morning. Why? Here for sure it's called a psul begufay. So you have to say, he holds like Rabba Bar Arhua, that holds even a real psul begufay, still you have to wait till the next morning. So Marantit Ella Machbarta Kedeshani Mikora. The only teretz we have, like we answered before, that Yosef ben Chunoihi. So we have to say Rav holds that this price that goes according to Yosef ben Chunoihi, that holds Taka, Avada, maybe you do not need an Akira. And therefore, automatically, it is a Shlomin. There is this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach when the Bailam was made, it becomes a Shlomim automatically. And still the Brisa says, if you shecht it, L'shem a Korban Pesach, you're allowed to burn it right away. Where's the psul b'gufay? The Torah says he holds like Yosef ben Chanoi, like we had before, that holds. If you shech the korban shlamin l'shem a korban pesach, that's also considered a psul b'gufay. That's also a psul b'gufay, the korban. That's why the Braisa says you're allowed to burn it right away. But really, it could be you do not need an akira, like Rav said at the beginning. Since right now this korban is oimid for shlamim, automatically it has it in shlamim, who are in a korban oshim. Automatically it gets a shem oile if it's not roi for a korban oshim anymore. But in Hanu Alecha Elu Dvar.
Mishnah says here, Ketzah Tzilo Nesa Pesach. How do you roast